And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of March, 2025. Today is American Diabetes Alert Day. The underlying cause of type 2 diabetes is fat accumulation inside the cells, but many people believe type 2 diabetes is a result of eating too much sugar, but it's a lot more complex than that. Insulin is a hormone secreted from the pancreas in response to rising blood sugar levels after we eat. Insulin then acts as a key to unlock the cells so that the glucose can move from the blood into the cells where it can be used to produce energy. Most of the glucose gets taken up by our muscle and liver cells. Too much fat stored inside our muscle and liver cells, as well as elevated free fatty acids in the blood and the resultant inflammation, prevent these cells from functioning normally. For example, when there is too much fat inside our muscle cells, they are less responsive to insulin and become insulin resistant, which means they take up less glucose, leading to higher levels of glucose in the blood. This can be due to consuming too many calories in total and too many calories from saturated fat. But the good news is that a low-fat, plant-based diet can remove this excess fat from the cells and improve blood glucose control. For more information on the power of the Whole Foods plant-based diet to reverse type 2 diabetes, read Dr. Neil Barnard's work, including his 2018 book, Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes. The publication of Tongue Tied, Breaking the Language Barrier to Animal Liberation by Han Niue was on this day in 2015. Words matter. They mold and mirror our values and our reality. And so it is with the language we use to think and talk about species other than our own. In Tongue Tied, Han Niue unpacks the many metaphors, meanings, and grammatical formulations that speak to and echo our physical exploitation of other than human animals, and shows how they constrain our abilities to relate to our animal kin fairly and honestly. Full of subtle insights and richly suggestive observations, and drawing from Niue's own cross-cultural experiences, Tongue Tied offers a glimpse of a language that is freed from euphemistic self-deception, one that accepts definition without limitation and difference without hierarchy. Han Niue holds a BA in sociology from Yale University. Her journey in rethinking human-other animal relationships began when she was an undergraduate and has since taken her to dozens of colleges and universities across North America, helping thousands of students examine their own perceptions of other-than-human animals. And at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, join the ARC PDX Book Club, organized by the Animal Rights Collective Portland. This event can be attended both online or in person at the Hollywood Library located at 4040 Northeast Tillamook Street in Portland, Oregon. To celebrate Women's History Month, they will read and discuss Hood Feminism, Notes from the Women That a Movement Forgot by Mickey Kendall at their March and April book club meetings. Books are suggested and voted on by the group. Their goal is to read books that challenge norms, inspire empathy, reflect the diverse voices and perspectives within the vegan and social justice movements, and ignite conversations about animal rights, environmental sustainability, social equity, and more. Also, join them for an optional vegan social down the street at Laughing Planet at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Find the link for the book discussion in today's show notes. And here is Psalm 8, verses 3 through 9. I look up at your macro skies, dark and enormous, your handmade sky jewelry, moon and stars mounted in their settings. Then I look at my micro self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? Yet we've so narrowly missed being gods, bright with Eden's dawn light. You put us in charge of your handcrafted world, repeated to us your Genesis charge, made us stewards of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild, birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deeps. God, brilliant Lord, your name echoes around the world. Psalm 8, verses 3 through 9. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that we are responsible for the creatures of this world.